Welcome, I'm Cliff Hedges. This is Pastor Cliff's Notes. It's the podcast where we're studying the Bible. We're working our way through the book of Acts. Today is episode 272, looking at Acts chapter 16, verses 1 through 5. Let's read our passage. Paul went on to Derbe and Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a believing Jewish woman, but his father was a Greek. The brothers and sisters at Lystra and Iconium spoke highly of him. Paul wanted Timothy to go with him, so he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, since they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled through the towns, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem for the people to observe. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. Paul and Barnabas had gone on the first missionary journey. They had traveled, taken a boat across the eastern Mediterranean to the island of Cyprus, traveled across the island of Cyprus, then took another boat up to the mainland to Perga, crossed the mountains to Pisidia, Antioch, and then over to Iconium and Lystra and Derbe, then retraced their steps back to Antioch. They planted churches. Now, there were already some believers in some places, because we know some of the believers in Antioch had come from Cyprus. So there was already some believers, but not too many. So Paul and Barnabas were bringing the gospel primarily to the synagogues, but then also to the surrounding Greek community. Paul and Barnabas wanted to go and visit these fledgling churches again to see how they're doing, but there was a disagreement between them because Barnabas wanted to take his cousin John Mark, and Paul did not want to, feeling that John Mark had deserted them on the prior journey. So they split up. Barnabas went with John Mark to Cyprus, and Paul and Silas then head out on the mainland to go through Syria, Cilicia. So verse 1 says, Paul went on to Derbe and Lystra. Now that's not a inconsequential trip. It is a land trip, whereas before they had taken a boat, gone to Cyprus, crossed Cyprus, taken another boat to Perga, then gone straight north across the Tarsus Mountains. Here they're going around the upper, the northeastern corner of the Mediterranean Sea, where they're in Antioch, which is on the south side of the Gulf of Alexandretta, which is the very easternmost tip of the Mediterranean Sea. So actually, they have to go around this gulf, then go past Tarsus, which is Paul's hometown, which is in Cilicia. Then they have to cross the Tarsus Mountains. This time, though, they'll be heading pretty much due west as they cross the Tarsus Mountains, and that takes them to Derbe. Then it's 60 miles further west to Lystra. So when he just says they went to Derbe and Lystra, that's not like going to Walmart. It's quite a trip. But that was the closest place, based on where they're going, to the places that Paul and Barnabas had gone and planted churches. So they went to Derbe. Then they went to Lystra. And there at Lystra, there was a disciple named Timothy. Now we know about Timothy, because Timothy will be a companion to Paul. We'll see Timothy mentioned in Paul's letters. But what we know about Timothy here is he's in Lystra. And apparently, when Paul and Barnabas were there 2 to 3 years earlier, either Timothy and his mother had come to faith then, or just his mother had come to faith, or both his parents. We don't know exactly how, but somehow as a result of Paul and Barnabas bringing the gospel to Lystra, Timothy is now a believer. It says he's the son of a believing Jewish woman, but his father was Greek. Now, it doesn't say if his father's a believer or not. That's just left. We don't know. But his mom's a Jew, his dad is Greek, and his mom is a believing Jew. That means she's a Christian Jew. And the status of the dad, we don't know. So verse 2 says, the brothers and sisters at Lystra and Iconium spoke highly of him. Now, without looking at a map, it says Lystra and Derbe, and they always seem to be mentioned together, because Lystra and Derbe are in Lycaonia, where Iconium is actually in a different region, Phrygia. But Lystra and Iconium are actually closer together than Lystra and Derbe. Even though Lystra and Derbe, they're 60 miles apart, but they're in the same region, where Iconium's across the border into the next region, but it's only 20 miles from Lystra. So when it says Derbe and Lystra, that's because it's both in Lyconia. But now it says Lystra and Iconium in verse 2 because they're only 20 miles apart. So the brothers and sisters of Lystra and Iconium spoke highly of Timothy. That's why he would be known in Iconium, but not necessarily in Derbe. Verse 3, Paul wanted Timothy to go with him. So he took him and circumcised him because the Jews were in those places, since he all knew his father was a Greek. Now we think, wait, this doesn't match up with what Paul has been arguing, that you don't have to be circumcised to be saved. And Paul's not saying that Timothy needs to be circumcised in order to be saved. Paul is saying Timothy's mother is Jewish. That makes Timothy Jewish. But Timothy is an uncircumcised Jew, which makes him apostate in the eyes of the Jews. And remember Paul's pattern. He goes into a town, he always goes to the place where the Jews are first. They're the ones most poised to respond to the gospel. They believe the scripture. They believe in God. They believe in the coming Messiah. And their message is that Jesus is the Messiah. So Paul always goes to the Jews first. And so Timothy's got to be acceptable to the Jews. And as Timothy being a uncircumcised Jew, it would be very unacceptable to the Jewish people. So he's not doing this for salvation purposes. He's doing this so that he can interact well with the Jewish people. So it specifically says he did this because of the Jews who were in those places, since he all knew his father was a Greek. So verse 4, as they traveled through the towns, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem for the people to observe. Now, up to here, the verbs have always been in the singular, third person singular, because they're always dealing with Paul did this, Paul did that, Paul did this, Paul did that. Now in verse 4, it shifts to plural. They delivered the decisions. So specifically brings Silas in on this. Now remember, Silas is an official representative from the church in Jerusalem. He was one of the delegations sent to Antioch to deliver the letter, which spelled out the decision of the church in Jerusalem. So they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders of Jerusalem. Other interesting thing to note is the letter that they carried was addressed to the believers in Syria and Cilicia. They're not in Syria and Cilicia anymore. They're actually at this point in Galatia. But even though the letter wasn't addressed to them by name, it was addressed to them in context, that is, to Gentiles. Gentiles do not have to be circumcised in order to be believers. You can become a Christian without first becoming a Jew. And so the subject is applicable, even if the letter wasn't addressed to them personally. So verse 5, so the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. And that was the purpose of the missionary journey that they're setting out on, is to check on the churches that they've seen and see how they're doing. Not just out of curiosity. The implication is help them do even better. Thanks for joining me. Join me again next time as we continue studying the book of Acts.